Pickett to the end zone. Touchdown. And there it was, Deontay Johnson.
Well, it sure wasn't pretty, but they got the job done. The Pittsburgh Steelers are two games over 500, 5-3 overall. A win against the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football, as you heard from the glorious Al Michaels on the call. 20-16. Get the job done. Win another game. Another fourth quarter comeback. This team, for just whatever reason, just continues to find a way. Continues to deliver in the fourth quarter. And it's Kenny Pickett that delivered again in the fourth quarter, where over the first three, really over the first half, it was pretty evident. The guy with one career start coming into the day against Kenny Pickett on the other side, and Will Levis, a second-round pick from Kentucky who puts mayonnaise in his coffee and all kind of other weird things that he puts mayonnaise on, was out-dueling the former 20th overall pick from the University of Pittsburgh. Levis played fine. I think he showed some really good signs for Tennessee. They might have somebody. He wasn't slinging it around the yard like he did against Atlanta last week, but against the Steelers defense at prime time, Mike Tomlin against the rookie quarterback, you expect the Steelers to be up for the task, even without Minkah Fitzpatrick in the back end. But I have gotten to the point where I frankly just cannot explain it. I don't know what to think of Kenny Pickett at this point. I don't know. Because, A, the performance is at the start of the game. How about the Pittsburgh Steelers with an opening drive touchdown? Matt Canada's first drive since switching from being on the booth to being on the sideline, which it would not surprise me if that was more so a Mike Tomlin directive or somebody in the Steelers organization directing Matt Canada to go stand next to Kenny Pickett and the offensive players on the sideline rather than on the booth and being on the communication system with them and the headsets and whatnot. Opening drive touchdown. Boom. Get the game going. Rolling. For the Steelers. I mean, it looked pretty good. It was a little surprising, right? And maybe you thought that this could be the breakout game that this offense really truly needed and truly could have. Wasn't the case, but again, in the fourth quarter, it's like the light bulb turns on. The switch is flipped. It's like when Kenny Pickett gets to the fourth quarter, an alarm just goes off. Like you're waking up in the morning with flashing lights, blaring sirens, and Kenny Pickett knows it's time to deliver. He struggles early on in the game. And the guy who was picked in the second round, who nobody wanted in the first round, who sat in the green room, who sat there just waiting and waiting and waiting for his name to be called, Will Levis, played better in the first half. I don't think you could really deny that. It was kind of the battle of two offenses. It started off as, hey, look at this. Steelers went right down the field, scored a touchdown. Tennessee got a field goal right down the field. Two poor offenses looked like juggernauts on the first series and then came back to earth to look like what they really were. But Pickett, I can't explain this. I just don't get it. Seven game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime. It's the second most in the NFL over the last two seasons. Steelers are 5-3 this year. Think about the Baltimore game, the Oakland, Las Vegas game last year, the way that they were able to get it done against Tennessee. And if there was any bit of evidence that you truly wanted for this team of how they want to play games and how they want to win games, look at the series after Tennessee turned it over right around midfield going for it on fourth down. When that could have been the separator, that could have been the end of the game. That could have been the deciding factor where you get the ball back, you get one first down, probably two is what you really needed to close out the game. But if you get one, you feel really good because Tennessee's got one timeout left and about a minute 50. So realistically, the game is practically over. Maybe you punt it with 25 left.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But the Steelers decided run on first down. Run on second down, loss on the play. Run on third down. They basically tipped their hand. They showed pretty much what everybody believes and what Mike Tomlin truly thinks that this team is all about. It's the greatest indication of, we don't trust the offense. We're going to let the defense win it for us. The greatest indication of that all year. And Quan Alexander, with about 11 seconds left, was able to make the game-sealing interception right near the end zone and get it done. But again, the offense did not outgain the opposing team. This number is also wild, flabbergasting. The Steelers are the 34th team in NFL history, this from ESPN Stats and Info, to be outgained by their opponent in each of the first 8 games in the season. The Steelers are the first to have a winning record through 8 games while being outgained by their opponent. And it's not like they've played Kansas City or Miami. They've been outgained by Houston, the Tennessee Titans, with a guy making his second career start, with DeAndre Hopkins out of his prime, and Derrick Henry, who was rumored to be at the in the trade block and be dealt, and maybe this is signaling the sign of the times that this is about it for Derrick Henry. The wheels are kind of falling off. I thought he was okay yesterday. He wasn't the effective Derrick Henry who would plow over people and carry his team to victory. He was solid. The Steelers were definitely better against the run with Cam Hayward back in the lineup, who they so desperately needed back. He was solid. He helped clog up holes, did a good job just to get back out there. It's been in the works for a while for Cam Hayward to get back out there, and was huge for the Steelers.
Definitely made it worth it, man. Coach T had said... last week, it was like, I want to take the wrapper off of you and see if you can go Thursday. And I've just been working my tail off to get here. Just excited to be back, be with the guys in a different state than I've been for, 7 weeks? So, was it 7 weeks today?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time coming, but they got the job done. And how about the fact that Najee Harris got in the end zone? Jaylen Warren looked fantastic. Look, I am somebody who is a huge Najee Harris advocate for the Steelers to draft him. And it looked like a home run pick his rookie year. And Najee dealt with some injuries. He battled through a lot of things. Remember the Liz Frank at the beginning of the year? He finally hit his stride over the last 4 games of the year. Maybe 4, 5, 6, whatever. Jaylen Warren is the better running back. And if there was any indication, yesterday would really be it. Just continuing to pile on and continuing to add to that. And Jaylen Warren had a great game. But I thought Najee Harris was effective too. Mike Tomlin why was the running game so good finally?
You know, I thought we converted some third downs earlier. And, you know, we've been talking about it, like you convert possession downs, you get more snaps. And so, you know, I think we converted our first third down in the game. And it's, I don't know how many of those we've had. And so when you convert in third downs, you get more snap opportunities. And that usually leads to the attrition component of play. And really, that's kind of representative of the run game.
And we got to see the defense truly get the chance to pin their ears back and go get Will Levis. Overall, I think the defense performed solidly, four sacks. But you know what was so critical? How many times did Kenny Pickett hit the turf? How many times was Kenny Pickett sacked? Zero. Maybe part of the reason why? Broderick Jones starting at right tackle?
You know, I just thought we needed a spark. I thought Broderick had worked hard, was deserving of the opportunity, and so we gave it to him.
He was deserving, and he really followed through. I mean, every time that they ran to the right, I felt good about it. That was not the case with Chooks, who came in as a tackle eligible at the very end of the game to try to help milk some clock that the Steelers did not do very effectively. Now, I don't understand why Broderick Jones, on an extra point, has to draw a 15-yard penalty that became a 25-yard penalty practically. Tennessee started at the 48 after the Broderick Jones 15-yard penalty, personal foul. It was just one of those, look, Broderick, you're a rookie offensive lineman out there on special teams. What are you doing? You're finally getting another start. You should be the starter at left tackle, and Dan Moore moved to right tackle. How could that affect his overall development? And it just kind of screws up. It's like Henry Davis playing right field for the Pirates. Like, really? Just let him catch. Just see what you got. Even just DH him at this point. Let Broderick Jones play left. But it does take Chuke Okorafor out of the equation, who's making over $10 million, at least at the moment. 412-928-9370. I want to hear from you. Steelers' reaction. I feel good about the game. This isn't a great team. This also isn't a bad team. This is a middle-of-the-pack ASC team. Now, in the grand scheme of it, do you really want to be in the middle of the pack? Because if you're not at the very bottom, or if you're not at the very top, or at least close to the top, where are you? I want to hear from you. I want your thoughts. I want your thoughts on Kenny Pickett. I've said before that I was high on Kenny Pickett after the final drives at the very end of last year and how it transpired. I like what he was able to bring to the table. But I've been concerned this year. I really have, over his full body of work. Mike Tomlin said, how much do you think about getting Kenny Pickett to play in the fourth quarter? In every quarter, he says every day. That's just what kind of concerns me. But the numbers are staggering for Pickett in the fourth quarter in comparison to other quarterbacks around the league. And it's just, it's hard. It's hard to comprehend. Because you know that if it's a one-score game going into the fourth, that Kenny Pickett gives you the best chance to win out of any quarterback in the NFL outside of Patrick Mahomes. But in the other quarters, you're just kind of holding your breath that the Steelers can get there. Fascinating. It truly is. And I want to see more. I want to see more from Kenny. I want to see Matt Canada stay on the sideline. I thought he called a decent game. He gets a lot of flack. Kenny Pickett missed some throws. There were a couple of things where, yeah, he sailed the ball to Deontay Johnson. The miss to Calvin Austin was so, so evident. If he hits Calvin Austin in stride running down the middle of the field on that third down, that's a touchdown. And we're talking about maybe a completely different output from this offense, potentially in terms of yardage, and where they could have blown out Tennessee. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Play at 84lumber.com. More coming up. Austin Bechtel with you. Family Morning Show on the Fan.